Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Tom on the Radio with your host, Tom O'Neill.
One thing we can say for certain at the 11 o'clock hour on this Monday night, a month from tomorrow at this time, we will have a new president, whether we like it or not. I'm Tom O'Neill. This is Tom on the Radio. And Steve Baxley, you made the list.
Hey! Yay!
Yeah, what list? I do not know. So much to talk about, so little time, as they say, but we're going to try anyway. As I said in the open, we're a month and a day away from crowning a new president, but I think it's already been crowned. Yeah. All you need to know about the direction that this election is going is to hear this following statement, in my opinion, but you know, my opinion and yours are the only ones that matter right now. The Donald Trump campaign, according to News Blues, has over $1 billion in advertising. If that doesn't tell you that somebody is in defeat mode, nothing else will. Even the Republican Party is kind of conceding that Donald Trump will not win. Pollsters who counted electoral votes are saying there is no way Donald Trump can get enough electoral votes to become president. And also, Republicans are in full defense mode in terms of keeping the majorities in both the House and the Senate. What say you?
Well, oh boy, what can I say? But after watching last night's debate, after watching about as much as of the debate as I can, I think the WWE got the name wrong. That debate was No Mercy. But I will say this. I will bring one of my segments here on this show and say the winner of the day, the winner of the weekend, was Ken Bone. And for those of you who don't know who Ken Bone is, he is the gentleman who gave a fantastic question about whatever happened to Final Fantasy III. I think we got that. Do we have that soundbite, please? Yes, we do. Okay. Let's hear that soundbite. If you guys got it. Talking to my little cheesy crew here. But Ken Bones, it was a lovely time. Don't know just who he is exactly, but apparently he's one of us lovely little computer geeks that loves gaming and
Star.
He looks sort of like me without the beard and personality.
And let's be thankful for that.
Yes, I thought I was one of a kind. But Ken Bone, you saved the last night's debate more than you'd ever know. And as for my choice for who won it, let's just say it wasn't Martha Raddatz or Anderson Cooper.
But it's hard to moderate a debate like that with the blowhard Donald Trump trying to step on everybody's toes.
Well, now they're talking about him on our local stations. Wow. He went from 7 Twitter friends to over 30,000.
That's incredible.
And there's a right, and get this, there is, oh boy, there are people who liked him so much, they're writing in his name for 2020.
Well, maybe the Republicans can take notes after what the ass whipping they're going to take in a month and a day. I just think that they have already conceded the presidential and they're all in a matter of saving their own asses when it comes to the Senate and the very House of Representatives.
Uh-huh. And by the way, I'm glad for Cleveland winning.
Oh, yeah. Cleveland is rocking. They took out the Boston Red Sox tonight in a very hotly contested game. And
so
unfortunately, it was the last game for David Ortiz as a member of, active member of the Red Sox.
And I got to say one thing before we go back to the funny part of the debate, if there was one.
There was? I was going to say, there was one? What debate were you looking at?
Well, the one thing I gotta say is, no matter who, I mean, we know Cleveland's gonna play Toronto, and Chicago's gonna play Los Angeles. You do realize that Los Angeles and Toronto are the only two teams that stand in the way from the dream matchup of matchups. The Cubs and the World Series.
Wow.
You realize so close, I can just taste it. But back to the more funnier part of last night.
As I said, there was one?
Yes, there was. And it has become the ultimate meme. As you know, Mr. Trump brought on 4 women who know Mr. Clinton intimately.
Oh.
And
that was so funny.
There was a
and paid
shot
for their flights and hotel.
Yep. But I will tell you this: there is a camera shot of Bill Clinton with his daughter Chelsea, and instead of his eyes staring up front, they were staring at the 4 women, and he looked like. And the picture. And like I said, this is the meme that has the ultimate meme. Oh, man, Bill Clinton, his eyes on the 4 women, sweating bullets.
Too bad a microphone was not nearby those 4 women.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Paula Jones in decades.
No, but
she still looks the same.
I mean,
boy, this is last night's debate was fresh out of Jerry Springer.
Yeah, and I think old Bill Clinton was going, Chelsea, yeah. Where's the exit? Is there an exit somewhere? By the way, can you do me a favor? Give the phone number to the hot chick from ABC News, Martha Raddatz. Tell her I'll meet her later. Don't forget the cigars.
I tell you, Steve, I couldn't believe the depths that Donald has gone to try to get elected as president. I mean, he knows nothing on foreign policy. His economics are funny. I mean, he still hasn't produced a tax return, and he will not. And news came today that the Taj Mahal Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City is going to close, putting 3,000 people out of work. And he's going to get to write all those losses off.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I mean, that has to be the last casino to that made Lag City famous.
Yeah, it took over 3 or 4 decades, but Atlantic City is going to be a ghost town. It wasn't that much to start with, but all these hotels closing up and pulling out, there's nothing in that city, and the timing couldn't be worse for the Donald. I mean, his character is definitely in question. His business sense is questionable also. And to use a line from Dan Le Batard, his common sense is highly questionable. But that's for a month and a day from now. As we keep saying to ourselves and myself and yours on your show that, we, as much as possible, try to keep politics out of our conversation, but there are just sometimes you got to break the rule.
Besides,
people are still talking about that debate last night.
Yeah. In fact, I was wondering while watching the little angry retorts from Donald Trump and Martha Raddatz and then Anderson Cooper, I was going, okay, now where's the part that Vince McMahon comes out and chair shots him? And then I realized
it did feel like a WWE. I mean, with Donald leering behind Hillary as she was speaking, I mean, he was not walking behind her. He was luring her. And he was like trying to stare ugly at the back of her neck.
He was giving her the evil eye, I guess you could say.
Yeah, the Dr. No eye. Yeah, I think that's going to help. I mean, it's just, it was just sad. And one of these two people are going to be our next president in a month and a day. And there are no alternatives. I mean, if you don't vote for either one of these two people and you go independent or don't vote at all, you're kidding yourself. You're losing. It's a wasted vote. I mean, A lot of people died so we can have the right to vote. And to not vote just because you don't like either candidate, that's a slap in the face for people who preceded us and for people who will come after us.
Uh-huh. This is true. And I will tell you this. People better vote, because if you don't vote, get away from me, because you'll have nothing to say, chica.
Nothing.
So, So get out there and vote.
So with now, that statement you just made, let's go to another topic. As we said tonight, the Indians took out the Red Sox. Did the Dodgers beat Washington? I don't know the score in the National League.
Let me do a little checky poo here. I just love checky poos. Let's see. Oh, holy madre mira! Right now, hey, we're updating. Chicago Cubs 3.
You are?
Chicago Cubs 3, San Francisco 1, bottom of the fourth, and Washington mollywopped the Dodgers 8-3.
Oh, my goodness. So that means Washington is up, is it 2-1 or 3-1, or is it over?
Let me do a little check, yeah? Right now, it's the Dodgers 2. Let's see, Washington Nationals beat LA Dodgers 8-3, take the 2-1 lead. Okay.
The Dodgers can get taken out tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, right now, Nationals beat the Dodgers. Let me get the fast flash update. No, they did. Yeah, 8-3, final score. Okay.
Interesting.
Washington Nationals can easily give the Dodgers a nice gone fishing in game 4, I do believe.
Game 4, yeah, you're right. We got the baseball out of the way. Let's talk about our favorite sport, and it's not that yet. There was a report that the NFL is tanking in the ratings.
Not only tanking, but let's put it this way. If Roger Goodell bought a ocean liner, he would be naming it the Titanic.
With the band playing.
Right now, the biggest iceberg in the free world is, well, unfortunately, Colin Kaepernick. And the ratings have not been very kind, not only on Sunday Night Football, but on Monday Night Football. And a lot of people are saying that the NFL has literally oversaturated, and that's why your ratings are down and your advertisers are barking like dogs in heat going, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
And a lot of these games, which turned out in the regular, before the regular season were going to be good games, are not as good.
No, they are as...
Like tonight.
Right now, literally, tonight... Monday night game that our guy, the Pope, would say, he's a premature dog, a pooch, if you will. And as we all know, when you screw the pooch, you get fleas.
Yes, even if it's a clean pooch. It's oversaturation. That's why the ratings are not as good. But I guess the good thing about the ratings is the Cowboys are back, and they're 4-1, and they go to Green Bay this Sunday. And I think that's going to be a very interesting, entertaining football game.
Mm-hmm.
That might put some injection in the ratings.
Man, by the way, here's a way you can really get low ratings. It's very simple. Have the worst team in the NFL play the Detroit Lions. They may win.
That means Cleveland.
How many people who are Lions fans are going, please, Cleveland, please, tank more, tank more. We don't want to be 0-3.
Yeah, I'd say it makes you think, for me, I heard of tanking before the season starts, but it's like they've taken tanking to a whole new level. They might become the worst professional football team ever when it's all said and done. They might be worse than the 0-16 Lions.
Let's put it this way. They're so bad, the dog pound's waiting to get neutered.
Yeah, well, but that, but the good thing about Cleveland these days, they got a baseball team that's about to enter into the American League championship series. That'll take away some of the sting from having a football team.
This is true. This is true. Good luck, Cleveland.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Oh.
Well, you know, there's a lot. There is a GoFundMe page that is trying to raise money to get more tapes of Donald Trump's unaired moments on The Apprentice. However, in biology, they've raised about $9,126 as of this broadcast. However, there's a little something that all these people forget. The show and the tapes, well, they don't belong to NBC. They belong
Mark Burnett.
To Mark Burnett and the Big Lion. And let's see. Just reading this, and it says here they released the folks at Mark Burnett and the Big Lion, of course we know and love as MGM, they released the following joint statement late this evening.
And smoking a joint?
Hey! There you go. Roar, baby, roar. And the statement goes like this, bring in the British guy. MGM owns Mark Burnett's production company, and The Apprentice is one of its properties. Despite reports to the contrary, Mark Burnett does not have the ability nor the right to release footage or other material from The Apprentice. Various contractual and legal requirements also restrict MGM's ability to release such material. The recent claims that Mark Burnett has threatened anyone with litigation if they were to leak such material are completely and unequivocally false. To be clear, as previously reported in the press, which Mark Burnett has confirmed, he has consistently supported Democratic campaigns. Translation, that means the lion roars, Mark Burnett's company soars, and all you folks that want to take a look at the tapes, you probably find them on YouTube.
Yeah, well, my feeling is Donald Trump has done so much dirt. You don't have to go to court to find something. You don't have to, release something that's not protected, because he's done so much, and who says he won't do more in the future? I mean, he's already lost the election. What more do we have to do to, hurt the guy? He's hurt enough. People ask 3,000 people in Atlantic City how they feel about him.
Atlantic City wants to string him up, probably.
String him up.
That's right. And speaking of trimming the bush.
And put him in jail.
Yes, that's right. And by the way, speaking of trimming the bush.
I knew that was coming.
Thank you very much. Micah, thank you very much. Pity.
Thank you.
Pity, poor Billy Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Once the brightest star on the Peacock's payroll. Now,
yes, he was.
Yes, now suffering the slings and arrows of what Brian Williams felt. But, of course, Brian Williams never did laugh at the words, well, kitty. But I bet his... I bet Billy Bush's wife has had a few words to say to him, like, share a room with your dog.
Allegedly on that bus, they was talking about Nancy O'Dell.
Yes.
Former Miss South Carolina, who was once Billy Bush's co-host on Access Hollywood. Boy, I bet you there were a lot of hemming and hawing behind the scenes on that show.
Yes, which is probably the main reason why she left that show and went to Entertainment Tonight. But today NBC suspended Billy Bush from the Today Show until once again, we have to add this, internal investigations are done. You remember
He will never see the light of day at the Peacock ever again.
Well, let's put it this way. You remember when Brian Williams got caught in lies and NBC News suspended him from nightly news until internal investigations concluded? Brian Williams right now is serving time. Yes?
Now he's doing the 11th hour on MSNBC, and he's going to co-anchor the election coverage on that same network. So he gets to give the fait accompli of Donald John Trump, if not before.
Yes, and let's put it this way, Billy Bush, remember Brian Williams? Looks like you might be working for him at MSNBC. Oh, boy.
It just shows you never know about people.
I would love to feel sympathy for Billy Bush, but frankly, I don't.
Can't.
I mean, an 11-year-old tape surfaces of Billy Bush and what's his name acting like a bunch of idiots. And Billy should have thought way ahead, this may ruin my career. Guess what, Billy? We'll see you on ESPN Ocho. Your career...
There is no ESPN Ocho.
You got it. He gonna be doing infomercials for Viagra coming up. Because his days in
don't
NBC,
be with Regis Philbin.
That's right. Because right now, the people that run the Today Show, especially that 9 o'clock hour he's on, they don't want him back.
No. You know, they'll bring Willie Geist back before they bring Billy Bush back.
Yeah, Willie was more fun. Billy Bush, I mean, after his little asinine argument with Al Roker, I think that's when Bush was getting a little hairy and needed to be changed. if there's one thing you never do is you never argue with the king of weather.
No.
That's right. Al Roker is sacred material. But one person on the Today Show is happy this happened to Billy Bush. And to Matt Lauer, congratulations. Your job may be saved yet again.
Yeah.
Because
Matt Lauer has been a bad boy the last few years.
Oh, yes. And every time, I mean, he sees the vultures that look like NBC peacocks swirling around him, some of them dropping bird shit to improve his hairline. And he prays to the gods of NBC, Today's show host past. Please, please, no more, no more. I will be a good host. And lo, they got Billy Bush. And Matt Lauer said, okay, I'll straighten up. I won't look at Savannah Guthrie.
Even if she is pregnant, I won't look at her.
That's right. I'll be a good person, and then Billy Bush gets in trouble, gets suspended. Lauer's going,
get
dodge
fired.
That bullet. Bring on Seacrest.
That might be another person's name that might come into play now, since Ryan Seacrest has all kind of time on his hands.
Yeah, I wonder how. I mean, he was good during the time of the Olympics. Maybe they could get him to replace Billy Bush.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree with you.
That sounds like something NBC is thinking about.
Mhm. And with the right amount of money. Mhm.
Mhm. Yeah, everybody has a price.
I don't have a price. I'm cheap.
Oh, you liar. Well, our last 15 minutes, let's dabble in the square circle. The first thing I like to bring up is WWE Diva Paige did it again. She got caught with her hand in the cookie jar, and now she is serving another suspension. This one is for 60 days. And I guess it's three strikes and you're out.
Yes, and if I was Paige right now, I would think about maybe cutting out the middleman and just saying the two words, I quit.
And go back across the pond and join Cody Rhodes in UK wrestling.
Yeah, and Paige can do what she's been dreaming of doing for a long time. Alberto Del Rio.
Hey!
Oh, we got breaking. We got a breaker here, boys and girls.
Da, 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 da.
What do I hear in the background? Goldberg. That's right, Kenny. Bill Goldberg, once the smartest man ever, who decided he doesn't want to wrestle anymore. He wants to do reality TV shows for the Discovery Cable Network. Well, guess what? He must have got tired of reality shows because he's back on WWE Raw.
Either that or everybody has a price and they met it.
Yep. And speaking of which, Paul Heyman, when hearing of this, issued a challenge for Goldberg to fight Brock Lesnar. Yeah,
any place, any time.
Mm-hmm. And if they think, if the WWE thinks this is going to help, it might. It might.
They're going to have to do one hell of a sell job.
Yes. And
can you imagine there is a generation of sports entertainment fans that have never seen Bill Goldberg perform in the ring.
Agreed. And boy, are they getting, are they going to get ready for everything?
I am, but it'll still be good to see that patented entrance that he does.
Yes, with the lights and the fireworks. Oh boy.
No, I meant with the bodyguards as he walks out of his dressing room. And then all the pyro.
And I cannot wait to find out just how good Bill Goldberg is, since, well, he hasn't wrestled for, what, 20 years?
12
years? Looks like 20.
Mm-hmm. But his mic skills are good.
He did that interview with
Jonathan Coachman was pretty good.
I gotta agree. He's still got the chops.
Yeah, but 12 years away, that's a running back retiring after 2 or 3 years and thinking he can come back.
Indeed.
And he's not going to be wrestling any kind of scrub. He's going to be wrestling Brock Lesnar.
Dame's right.
Yeah, I wonder what pay-per-view is this going to happen at. I mean, Survivor Series or... I know they're not going to wait until WrestleMania for this to happen. That's a little anyhow. With all that money they probably had to pay Goldberg to bring him back, they want some return on that investment real soon.
Yeah, and again, I just hope he has got rid of all that rust, because and he can ask Shawn Michaels or he can ask The Undertaker how being away from the sport just sort of makes things a little tough to do.
It's just like any other sport. When you're not in competitive shape, you might get a lot of rust.
Oh, yes. Or if you just happen to be Mick Foley, you not only have rust, but you got barnacles.
Yet alone a real long beard and a long haircut.
And of course, lots of Jericho.
If anything new happened with TNA, or does anybody give a rat's ass?
Well, there is one little bit of news. An entire episode of TNA Impact Wrestling will reportedly be filmed on the Hardy Camp on the compound du Hardy.
Compound du Hardy.
Yeah, at Matt Hardy's compound. Yeah, in fact, Wrestling Inc. has the story. TNA to tape special Impact Wrestling episode at Matt Hardy's compound soon, which I hope is still standing after.
Hasn't been foreclosed?
But let's see. Hardy has said he is looking to outdo the final deletion, the leader decay, and the Great War with TNA. The event will feature King Maxwell's debut, TNA Tag Champions the Hardys versus Trevor Lee, and Andrew Everett versus the Decay and Rosemary defending her newly won TNA Knockouts title. No word yet on other matches for Total Nonstop Deletion, booked. Wrestling Inc. will keep you updated, but sounds like this full event from the Hardy's compound will air in late December, but that has yet to be confirmed.
Yeah. They're going to paint the crew a green stamp.
Yeah, in fact, TNA announced at Sunday's Impact Wrestling tapings that those were the final tapings of the year for Universal Studios in Orlando, and asked fans to sign up for a mailing list to learn about 2017 tapings.
That's not good. Let's just cut to the chase, Steve. TNA is hanging on to see if they can get the maximum money about of whoever buys them, man. They're hoping it's the WWE because they can't be hemorrhaging money like this for much longer. And although the WWE is going to come in, give them all a boatload of cash, they take the tape library, but that's going to be one less wrestling promotion to worry about.
Yeah, in fact, I think the WWE is now asking for $19.99 for the TNA tape library.
So the $4 million is greatly inflated.
Yes, the tape library, I think Vince took one of TNA's videotapes and went on Antiques Roadshow, and, one of the guys looked at it and said, Mr. McMahon, this tape is definitely of rare quality, but only worth $9 at your favorite local truck stop. So there you go.
And we'll throw the hooker in for free.
Yes. And the hooker will be the new WWE Women's Champion.
Hey. Give yourself a bell. So, with that, we come to the end of another, whatever you want to call it, Tom on the Radio. I'll be back Friday with Steve Baxley on his show, The Last Call Cafe. And if the good Lord is willing, we'll be back here again next Monday, same bat time, same bat channel for another edition of Tom on the Radio. You had something to say, Steve?
Yes, everybody. Please remember, be kind, be happy, and of course, as always, let your freak flag fly.
Hey, now. I can't say anything better than that. Until next Monday, take care, everyone, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
As Andy Griffith once said, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.